This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Inflation is impacting the cost of pretty much everything these days, including health insurance. A new survey out today from KFF says annual family premiums went up on average 7% this year to about $24,000. Workers do pay for a chunk of that increase, but the bulk of rising costs is actually paid by employers. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at how companies, especially smaller ones, are making it work.
At West Plains Veterinary Supply in Springfield, Missouri, they sell dog food, gloves for beekeepers, formula for baby goats.
Everything that goes on or in an animal.
Joseph Babbitt is an accountant with the company.
Account beans.
And the extra dollar is going towards health insurance for the company's 50-odd employees. He says their premiums have risen dramatically over the years and went up over 20% in 2023 and increased the company covered. But to offset these changing costs, they've had to make other adjustments. Used to be, their plans covered all expenses once employees paid their deductible. Moving forward,
once you meet your deductible, then you have to pay 20% on top of that. And then we'll have to do it again probably next year.
Employers everywhere are facing these kinds of decisions. And Matthew Ray of KFF, one of the authors of the new report, lists some other options.
You can get rid of high-cost providers, which isn't always popular, or you can reduce the number of covered services and just make the benefits less generous.
Another possibility, try to offer generous benefits to a smaller staff. Robert Thompson leads Angevin & Co., a restaurant and hospitality group. He's planning to open several venues next year that provide what he calls eatertainment. Say, play pickleball while you eat a burger with pickles. Thompson says that as a result of rising labor costs, including health care, he's eliminated bartenders in some restaurants and has customers pour their own beer and wine.
And that allows us to, at the end of the day, hire fewer employees.
Thompson says that means the workers they do hire will get better benefits, which gives him a competitive advantage in a tight labor market. And Joseph Babbitt of the veterinary supply company says it's essential for employers to have a robust health plan.
We've always done it, and I just think it's what good companies do.
Because, he says, they want healthy employees. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.